Pirate Radio lives. Take your clothes off and go run in the streets.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not quite sure what we're doing right now. Whether I'm, let's have a look at the old schedule. That's right. Oh, changeover and/or JMCs from the stage. Well, it is exactly indeed a changeover right now. Pine family, a lovely, talented group of people. Hello back there, all the pretty people out there in the bar, and all you people out there in Radio Land tonight. Aren't you the luckiest ducks in the world? Your little town, your little white bread conservative college civil servant town is actually producing something that has a touch of mystery to it, the idea of pirate radio, the idea that the airwaves belong to the people, that they're not owned by corporations, the idea that anyone can transmit a thought or share an idea, and that everybody has a right to do such a thing. Well, that's what we're doing tonight, taking back a little bit of that air, a little bit of electricity, a little bit of that transmission from the man who just wants me to listen to The Cue and fall in love with Bono's new album and shop at The Gap. And I can just say to them, fuck you, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to shop at the other corporate entity, Value Village, which really is still a corporate entity owned by Walmart as it is, ladies and gentlemen. But yes, indeed, I heard it from the best of people. I heard it from a toothless homeless guy in Centennial Square. He walked right up to me and said, hey, give me a smoke. Walmart owns Value Village. I looked at him in my little glad rags, my little thrift dress, and I was just like, no, I thought I was helping people with diabetes and the big brothers and big sisters of Canada. And he's like, it's all a corporate scam. Give me a smoke. So I gave him a smoke, and my heart was broken, and I went on to work as I would.